And some of you will know this little chorus, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. What a privilege.
你们有些人可能知道这个小曲，他唱的是的就是我的主呢知道呢，就是通过旷野的路，我所需要的呢就是说跟从他。那么说，那这个是多么大的荣幸呢？
Most people out there, if you get to know them well and speak to them significantly, they will agree. The world is a wilderness.
就这个里面呢，我们大家呢，很多在这里人呢，如果你跟他说话呢，他会同意这样一个重大的意义，就是这个世界就是个旷野。
And if you ask them, they will say, and frankly, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going.
就这个里面呢，就如果你问他们呢，他们说呢，我不知道我要去哪里，我也不知道我在干什么，我不知道我要去哪里。
By the grace of God, we have the Bible and we have the Lord, and He knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is follow Him.
所以就是说那恩典呢，我们有的圣经，我们有的主，所以呢，我们所有要他知道那个路，所以呢，我们所要做的呢，就只是跟从他。
So many know it, and the rest of us will learn it as we go.
很多人呢会唱，其他人呢在唱的过程中呢可以学。
这是个非常令人欣慰的一个小歌曲，那就是说你可以在半夜起来，你都会这么唱。就是说你所有要做的事情呢，就是说啊，主要我去哪里我就去哪里，我的所要做的就是跟从主说去哪这里，我去这里主说去那里就是那里，我所做的事情就是跟着他，非常好。
I figure after 10 more years, I'm going to learn to wait for Roy. 因为我要花10年才能学到就是怎么样等待Roy去翻译。
Okay. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. Oh.
谢谢大家。
Amen, amen.
So again, welcome to all of us for this next session. We're just going to bow and have a word of prayer.
也再次呢，欢迎所有参加这个会议的人，我们要低下头来祷告。
Lord, we pray that you'll lead us. We want to follow you as we go through the wilderness.
施主啊，我们祷告呢，您会带领我们，在我们通过旷野的时候呢，我们想要跟从您。
And so, Lord, we are looking to thee to give a simple thoughts for us to follow this morning.
施主啊，我们就今天呢，就是求您呢，赐给我们这样一个简单的想法去跟从您。
We thank you that you're a faithful God.
感谢您是一位信实的神。
We thank you that your word will not return to you void.
所以我们感谢您呢，您的话呢，不会就是说白白的回到您那里。
And so we pray that you'll bless each one of us right now.
所以我们就祷告呢，现在你就赐福给我们每一个人。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, welcome back to those on Zoom as well.
再次欢迎那些回到Zoom上的。
Follow. It's interesting that the Bible, the New Testament especially, and the Gospels talk a lot about following the Savior.
跟从非常有意思的圣经呢，所有的讲到的呢，就是关于呢跟从我们的救主。
So Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
And we looked at this verse a couple of weeks ago, Matthew chapter 9, verse 9.
这个呢，几个星期之前我们也看过这个经文，马太福音第九章第九节。
It says, then as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him.
也就是耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上，就对他说，跟从我，他就起来跟从了耶稣。
So I asked myself the question, what do you do to become a Christian?
所以我问自己一个问题，就是你要做什么才能成为基督徒呢？
And the Bible gives us several answers, several instructions as to what to do to become a Christian.
所以圣经呢给了我们几个答案，就是你要做什么才能成为基督徒。
The first one, the most important is we believe.
所以呢，就是第一个，第一个就是最重要的，就是我们必须信。
And so there are many verses in the Gospels that talk about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved and to get eternal life.
所以这个里面在圣经里有很多这样的经文呢，告诉我们呢，你必须相信主耶稣基督才能够得救，然后才能够获得永生。
And then in the English language, we often use the word trust. As well as to believe. We believe the Lord, we trust in the Lord.
这个里面在英语这个语言里面呢，我们通常用那个信靠，信靠和那个相信是一个意思，就是我们必须信靠主耶稣基督，我们才能得救。
And a third alternative or a third synonym there really is to have faith.
这个第三个就是另外的一点，第三个就是说是答案呢，就是你必须有信心。
So we believe the Lord.
我们相信神。
We trust in the Lord.
我们信靠主。
We have faith in the Lord.
我们在主里有信心。
Three phrases often used, and they all basically say the same thing. That's how you become a Christian.
所以这个三步，三步呢，基本上呢，它讲到的呢，就是说是同一个主题，这就是说你怎样才能成为基督徒的。But
then a few other words that describe it from a slightly different perspective.
然后呢，其他一些经文呢，就讲到的那些完全，就是稍微有一点点不同的这样的一个方面。One
is to repent.
其中一个呢，就是要悔改。And
another is to turn.
另外一个呢，就是要转。We're
all born going on the broad road.
所以我们出生以后都走在宽路上。
And we've got to believe the Lord
we've got to repent from being on the Broadway, broad road and turn to the narrow road.
这个里面我们必须相信神，我们必须悔改，然后转从宽路上呢转到窄路上。
Another thought is that we receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
另外一个想法是我们要接受主耶稣基督。
John 1:12 says he came to his own, and his own rejected him, but to as many as received, believed him, to them gave he right to become the sons of God, even to those who believe. It's received first and believe. John 1:12. I've just got to read it to you. John 1:12.
约翰福音一章十二节，约翰福音一章十二节，再跟大家读一下，就是主要是呢，就是说你要那个相信，然后接受主。It
says again, as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name.
就第十二节说呢，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
So it isn't just to reach out and believe him, but it is to reach out and receive him. That's how we become a Christian.
所以这个并不仅仅只是说出去那个相信他，而是要把他接进来，接待他。这是我们怎样成为基督徒的。
And then many times we have the other word, which is to come.
另外很多时候呢，我们有另外一个词，就是说来。
It isn't just receive, but it's to come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. We've got to come.
这个呢不仅仅只是把他接待，接待他，而且我们要去到他那里。他说呢来，所以来的人呢就是你们这些劳苦重担的人呢，你来，我会赐给你平安。
And then the next word, the one we're on this morning is, we've got to follow.
这个下一个词呢，就是今天早上我们讲过呢，我们也必须跟从。We
believe him, we repent, we trust him, we receive him, we come to him, and then we follow him.
在这个里面我们相信他，相信他呢，我们就说是悔改，悔改就是说是我们，然后呢就信靠他，信靠他以后呢，然后我们就去接待他，接待他呢，我们去到他那里，然后呢我们跟从他。How
could you prove that you believe him.
你怎么样去证明你相信他?
You would follow him.
你跟从他。
That's how you prove that you believe in your husband. You follow him.
这是你怎样的向你的丈夫证明的，因为你跟从他。
And so that's what we do with the Lord.
这就是我们对主要做的。
So now, who followed him?
这是谁跟从他呢?
And we just read in Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, Matthew, Levi, he followed the Lord.
我们就是刚才呢，在马太福音第九章第九节读到的马太那个利未人呢，他跟从了主。But
back in Matthew chapter 4, and you just might want to turn there, Matthew chapter 4.
所以我们翻到马太福音第四章，你可以翻到那里，马太福音第四章。
Verse 18 says, Now Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother. They were casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen.
这是第十八节，马太福音第四章十八节说，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那被称为彼得的西门和他兄弟安德勒，在海里撒网，因为他们是渔夫。
He said to them, Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men.
第十九节说，耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要使你们成为得人的渔夫。
And immediately they left their nets and followed him.
他们立刻就舍了网，跟从了他。
So that's what the Christian does. He follows the Lord Jesus.
这就是基督徒们要做的，他们跟从主耶稣。
And John chapter 1 verse 43 says that Philip also followed the Lord Jesus. Four of the disciples, it's clearly told, they followed the Lord Jesus.
那个就是约翰福音一章四十三节讲到的，那就是说他们跟从了主，就是这些门徒们呢，都是立刻跟从了主。
So I figure the word follows a pretty simple word, but in fact, what does it mean?
因为我认为呢，就是跟从的是一个非常简单的一个词。那么说，到底是什么意思呢？
So I looked up the equivalent verse to the word in the Greek language. In the Greek language, it's a big unpronounceable word, but what it means is, or sorry, it comes from the word road.
你这个里面的意思是啊，我就是看看那个同等的希腊词，希腊词的希腊文的词呢，是一个非常大的词，非常难以发音，但是呢，它的意思呢，就是那个路。
What does it mean to follow the Lord?
所以呢，跟从主是什么意思呢？
You take the same road.
你要走同样的路。
That makes sense, doesn't it?
这是不是有道理呢？
If I'm going to follow him, I'll take the same road.
所以我要跟从他呢，我要走他同样的路。
Sometimes there's a few of you in one car and a few of you in another car, and you say to the person driving the other car, "Follow me."
有时候呢，你们有几个人呢在这辆车里，另外呢也有几个人在另外一辆车里，你们呢走在同一个方向上，所以你跟另外一个车的司机说呢，跟着我。
And you wander your way through traffic, following the car ahead of you.
你在那个交通里面呢，你就跟着前面那个车走。
How do you get through life?
你怎样的经历你的人生呢？
You follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
你跟从主耶稣基督。
So it's a very simple context.
这是一个非常的简单的一个内容。
All right, so what's following the Lord going to imply?
那就是跟从主呢，暗示着什么呢？
Chapter 16 of Matthew.
马太福音第十六章。
Matthew 16.
马太第十六章。
Verse 24.
24节。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself."And take up his cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对他的门徒说呢，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So what would following the Lord Jesus imply?
那么跟从主耶稣基督暗示着什么呢？
Well, it implies denying yourself.
暗示着你当舍己。
Oh, you say.
哦，你说。
That's it.That's maybe not always the easiest thing to do.
这是并不是总是说容易做到的事情。
I want to go this way.
我想走这个方向。
Jesus says, Harold, come this way.
主耶稣说呢， Harold, 走这条路。
I say, but that's not really what I want to do right now.
但是我现在并不想走那条路。
What happens when we follow the Lord?
那我们跟从主呢，会发生什么呢？
All kinds of wonderful things. What happens is we soon become fishers of men.
这个里面呢，就是一大堆那个奇妙的事情会发生。很快发生的是呢，我们要成为得人的渔夫。
That's a wonderful thing to have happen.
这是一个奇妙的事情呢，必须要发生的。
Sometimes, especially when you get to be old like me, sometimes somebody will come up to you and say,Thank you. Thank you for leading me. I chose to follow the Lord because you said follow the Lord.
这个里面呢，有时候呢，就是说，如果特别是你们到了我这个年纪呢，就会有人来跟你说呢，谢谢你，谢谢你跟我说呢，要跟从主，所以呢，我跟从了主。
And frankly, when that happens, I just shout hallelujah on the inside, and I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me that privilege.To lead someone to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，这时候在那个时候呢，我的内心呢是欢呼的，说哈利路亚。我说呢，赞美主，是感谢主啊，感谢您呢赐给我这样的一个荣幸，来去带领那个人相信了主耶稣。
I'm hoping that when I get to heaven, I'll be walking down the streets of heaven one day, and somebody will come up to me.
所以我相信呢，当我有一天呢，我走在天上的街道上的时候呢，有人会来找我。
And I will say, Waldo, I didn't know you were going to be here.
我会说呢，某某某，我不知道你会来到这里的。
And I'm hoping that somebody is going to say, Harold, I'm here because you
made me, sorry, you were a fisher of men. I'm one of the fish that you caught.
因为我相信有人对我说，那哈维德，我来到这里呢，因为你是得人的渔夫，渔夫，我是那条呢你得到的鱼。
So I'm hoping there's going to be several Waldos in hell.
我就相信呢，在天上呢有几个那个某某人在那里。
All right. Now, if I'm going to do that, it means I'm going to have to go fishing when I would rather.
因为这个，如果我要那么去做的话，那我应该去打鱼，而不是。
When I was a little boy, I sometimes went fishing with my father.
因为那意思，当我还是个小男孩时，有时候呢，我跟我父亲去钓鱼。
And he would say to me, Harold, we're going to go fishing in the morning. We're going to go fishing early. That's when the fish bite. We're going to go fishing early.
因为他说，Harold，我们今天去钓鱼，我们要早点去。早点去呢，就是早点去呢，这些鱼呢都会咬钩。
I would say, how early?
我说你有多早呢？
He would say, don't worry, I'll get you up.
不要担心，我会叫你起床的。And
I'd be fast asleep, and all of a sudden, I hear my feel my arm jiggling.
所以呢，就是说我呢，就是很快呢就睡着了，我要马上睡，然后我的手呢就是jiggling。And
I said, what's wrong?
我说怎么了？And
my father said, Harold, we're going fishing.
所以呢，我的父亲说，那我们要去钓鱼。
And I would say, I'd rather stay in bed.
我说呢，我现在应该宁愿躺在床上。
Okay, now you can't have it both ways.
你不可能两样都有。
We would go fishing.
我们要去钓鱼。
And we would catch a fish.
我们要钓上鱼。
And we would come home.
我们会回家。
And we would put that fish in the frying pan.
所以呢，我们要把那个就是说是鱼放在那个盆里。
And we had fried fish for breakfast.
所以我晚上呢有那个煎鱼做那个早餐。Now
when I was eating that fried fish for breakfast, how do you think I felt?
因为我们吃那个煎鱼的时候呢，做早餐，你知道我感觉什么？I
would have said, Harold, if you hadn't gone fishing, if you hadn't got up in the morning early, you'd have had porridge for breakfast.
因为就是说，我说，如果你们那么早呢，就是去那钓鱼的话呢，你就会有那个叫什么 porridge 吃早餐。Okay,
I'd rather have fresh fried fish for breakfast than porridge.
因为我宁愿吃那个新鲜的煎鱼做早餐，而不吃那个 porridge.
Now that's a simple illustration.
这是一个简单的例子。
But the principle is this, if you're going to follow the Lord Jesus, you are going to have to deny yourself. You're going to have to do things that you would not normally wish to do.
这个里面呢，就是说是这个简单道理，说如果你要跟从主耶稣基督呢，你必须舍己。舍己的意思呢，就是你不会去做通常呢你愿意去做的事情。
Sometimes that's going to be relatively easy.
有时候呢，相对来说比较容易。And
sometimes it's going to be very hard.
有时候呢，会非常的难。How
do you think Job felt?
你认为约伯是怎么感觉的？When
everything fell apart.
每件事情呢都哭对了。And
the Lord said to him, Job, you just keep following me.
主说呢，约伯，你就跟着我吧。And
he did.
他跟着了。
And the Lord blessed him in a wonderful way.
主呢，赐给他那一种奇妙的方式。
So sometimes it means deny yourself. Sometimes it means to take up your cross and follow him.
有时候呢，你要舍己；有时候呢，就意味着呢，要背起你的十字架跟从他。
Well, I'm not really sure what it means to take up your cross and follow him.
因为呢，就是说我不是很确定呢，这个背起你的十字架来跟从他到底是什么意思。But
this I know, it's not easy.
但是呢，我知道的是呢，不容易。It's
not what you would want to do.
这并不是你想要去做的事。But
you see, the greatness of the servant of the Lord is his willingness to do what is right and what's important.
因为就是你知道呢，就是神的仆人的伟大，就是他去做那些主要他做的那些重要的事情。
It's that way in the great issues of life, isn't it?
你这是在我们这人生出现大问题的时候的是这样的，是不是
？What are you going to do with your life? You say.
你说我的人生里我要做什么？你说。
Oh, you say, I think I should move to Canada.
你说呢？我应该搬到加拿大去。
I would ask you. I probably shouldn't, but I would ask you if I were bolder. I'd say, raise your hand if it was easy to move to Canada.
You know, 本来那就是说是。不敢问你们，但是我还是要问你，如果我胆子足够大的话，你们搬到加拿大的时候容易吗
？And many of you would say no, that wasn't that easy.
你们中间很多人说不，并不能那么容易。
Okay, but you did it. You did it because you felt it would be right. Most of you would say you're glad you did it.
你这个里面的人，你去做做了，因为你相信你做的是对的事情。但是你们大多数人都会说呢，我非常高兴我那么做了。
But it wasn't easy.
但并不容易。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
Verse 4 says, when God brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
当他放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为他们认得他的声音。
Why do you keep reading your Bible?
你为什么要一直读你的圣经？
To recognize his voice.
要去认识他的声音。
Sometimes you hear somebody's voice and you say, that sounds like so-and-so, but I don't think it is.
有时候呢，你听到有个人的声音呢，你说呢，听起来像那个人，但是呢，我觉得可能不是他。
And I told you the story about answering the phone once, it was a man phoned the office where my father used to work.
这个呢，我跟大家讲过呢，有一次呢，那个电话铃声响了，电话铃声响的，就是说是我父亲过去工作的那个办公室的电话响了。
And I answered the phone, and the man was shocked.
所以呢，就是我接了电话，那个人呢感到非常震惊。
He said, "Who are you?"
你是谁
？I said, "I'm Harold Summers."
我说我是 Harold Summers。
He said, "You can't be Harold Summers. He died 5 years ago."
你不可能是那个 Harold Summers， 他五年前就死了。
Okay, had the same name, but I had the same voice.
同样的名字，那声音也是一样的。
The poor man, he didn't know what to do.
这可怜的人都不知道该怎么办。
It's possible to follow the wrong voice.
所以是有可能的，你跟错了声音。
You've got to get to know the Bible so well that when you hear Jesus' voice, you acknowledge it's Jesus, it's the Lord, it's not somebody down the street.
这个里面的你啊，那个就是对圣经呢非常的了解，非常的熟悉，当你才能够听到认出那个是主耶稣基督的声音，是他在说话，而不是街道上的某个人。
You can only follow the Lord's voice. You won't see the Lord. You gotta follow His voice. You would only follow the Lord's voice if you recognize His voice.
因为你只能呢跟着主的声音，因为你看不见他，看不见他，那你要跟着主的声音呢，那你必须要认得主的声音。
Keep reading your Bible till you recognize His voice.
所以呢，一直读你的圣经，直到你能够认出主的声音来。
All right. Have you ever noticed how sheep?Follow the shepherd.
有没有注意到呢？就是那羊怎么跟从牧羊人的呢
？They very frequently follow him one at a time.
他们呢，通常呢，就是一个接一个的跟着他。
And the shepherd walks before the sheep, and the sheep line up after him.
所以那个牧羊人呢，在前面走，那个羊呢，就排成队，在后面跟着他。
And they tell us, the shepherds tell us that.The sheep will follow the shepherd, but they follow the sheep that's following the shepherd.
所以这个里面呢，就是他们告诉我们，就是那牧羊人告诉我们，就是那些羊呢，他们都会跟着那个牧羊人走。
So, if the shepherd leads the sheep, he may lead them, and there may be a rock in the way, And so he steps over the rock.
因为如果那个牧者牧羊人呢带着羊走的话呢，在这个路上呢可能会有个石头，他就站在那个石头上。
And the sheep that follows him jumps over the rock.
所以那个牧羊羊呢就跟着他呢跳过那块石头。
And the next sheep jumps over the rock.
下一个呢也跳过去了。
And then the shepherd comes and he removes the rock.
然后那个牧羊人过来把那个石头呢挪开。
And the third sheep jumps over the rock that isn't there.
所以呢第三个羊呢就是就算没有石头它也跳过去。
And the fourth sheep jumps over the rock that isn't there.
第四个呢在没有石头那个同样的地方也跳过去。
And some of you have seen that illustrated. It's hilarious. The sheep keep on jumping over the rock. It isn't there.
所以呢有些人看到那个觉得非常好笑，就是那些羊呢经常跳过那个没有岩石的那个地方。
There's a sense in which that's the way we follow the shepherd.
怎么说意义上的说呢，这就是我们要跟从牧羊人那个方式。
Okay, so, we follow him as we can see him, as we can hear him, we follow him, but then we follow other Christians who are following him.
所以我们跟从的主呢，就是当我们能够看到他、能够听到他的时候，但是呢，其他的时候呢，我们跟从着其他的基督徒跟从主的。
And we often do the good things that the other sheep who are following the shepherd do.
所以我们通常呢去做那些其他的呢跟从主的那些羊所做的善事。
And sometimes we jump over things that aren't there.
有时候呢，我们就跳过那些就是在那里没有障碍物的地方。
Okay, so if you were a sheep, what would you do?
Okay, 如果你是羊，你怎么做？
Would you jump over a rock that isn't there?
你会跳过一个没有岩石的地方吗？
Or would you say, I think I'm going to go my own way. I'll get there my own way.
或者说呢，你说呢，我要走自己的路。
And instead of following the sheep that's ahead of you, you could go your own way and you could get terribly lost.
因为如果你不跟从前面走的那条羊呢，你可能迷路，你就会非常的损失非常大。
So what do we sheep learn?
那羊学会了什么？
We learn to follow the Savior.
我们学会跟从主。
And we learn to walk in paths that are straight and right, so that others who are following the Savior are following us, so that they can follow the Savior too.
我们学会了呢，就是跟从的主走的那条路呢，直接的跟从他走。那么后面呢，跟从我们的那些人呢，也会直接的跟着救主走。
All right, well, that's the responsibility of all of us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以这就是我们的整个十六街福音教会的所有的人的责任。
We're supposed to follow the Savior.
我们应该去跟从救主。
And we're supposed to walk together as we follow the Savior.
我们呢应该呢就是说当我们跟从救主的时候要一起跟从。
And make it easy for those who follow us to follow the Savior.
所以让那些呢就是说是跟从我们的也更容易的去跟从主。
All right, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow.
所以呢我们的主呢知道穿过旷野的路，所有我必须要做的呢就是跟从。
Lord, we give thanks now for your kindness.
主啊，我们为您的慈爱现在献上感恩。
We are thankful that you're willing to have others follow you.
因为我们非常感恩的，您愿意让其他的人能跟从您。
And like Peter and Andrew and Philip and Matthew, we would say, Lord, thank you for calling us to follow you.
就像那个马太、那个约翰、安德勒，还有那个其他的人，所以我们非常感恩，我们有这样的荣幸跟从你。
That's what we want to do. Help us follow you, Lord. We pray.
这就是我们所想要做的，就是主啊，求您帮助我们跟从你。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.